Emergency rescue apparatus for people with severe disabilities. Hyasin Kuiyin 1, Won Kyung Sung 1, Ki Hun Cho 2, Pan Ju Na 3, Kyu Chul Choi 4, Sia Ku Kang 3, Young Mi Seol 3. 1 National Rehabilitation Research Institute, Seoul, Korea. 2 Korean National University of Transportation, Junpyeong, Korea. 3 Asian Fire Protection, Limited, Seoul, Korea. 4 Tongwon Univ, Gwangju, Korea. Introduction. Increase of accident rate in people with disabilities caused by disaster has been serious problem in all over the world. In 2009 in Korea, 2 serious disabilities got fire disaster. Even though all of them were able to recognize the fire, they could not escape from the fire because of their lack of mobility capabilities. If people with disabilities cannot walk, for example wheelchair users and bedridden patients, other people have to assist the escape of them. However, it is hard to evacuate them from a building with stairs like people capable of running. Also, most of cities have high-rise buildings and buildings with stairs because of insufficient residential space. For these reasons, some devices are necessary for bedridden patients and people with severe disabilities to escape more fast, safely, easily. So, emergency rescue apparatus, NERAM-ESD for evacuating bedridden patients, people with severe disabilities has been developed. With NERAM-ESD, we can evacuate people with severe disabilities and bedridden patients more fast, safely and easily even in a high-rise building. The purpose of this study was to develop the non-power emergency rescue apparatus, NERAM-ESD, and to evaluate the effect of the apparatus with NERAM-ESD. The bedridden patients and people with severe disabilities should be rescued more fast, easily, safely, continuously from fire disaster in a building. To evaluate effect of the NERAM-ESD on evacuation time, NERAM-ESD was installed at a building. Methods design concept. It is necessary to have 2 and more assistants for evacuating the bedridden patients from the building with stair only with the existing emergency rescue equipment like stretch, hand-carried stair chair, etc. Only one patient could be rescued at one time. The other patient should wait the assistants coming back after transferring the patient to the ground. So, the emergency rescue apparatus, NERAM-ESD, has designed and developed with the followed concept. NERAM-ESD should be operated even in the blackout caused by fire. NERAM-ESD should be operated more easily by 2 people with fewer effort. NERAM-ESD should be operated continuously because a building like hospital, nursing facility could have many bedridden patients and people with severe disabilities. Development of NERAM-ESD. NERAM-ESD apparatus has 2 parts, transfer pocket and transfer support device that lower the pocket. Transfer pocket, shown in figure 1, is made of frame retarding material like a fire suit. The pocket size is 200 W 50 D 30 H cm. A person laid on a stretcher is put in the pocket. The person with severe disability including bedridden patient can be transferred by a stretcher from a bed to the place that the transfer support device is installed at the same story of the building. Transfer support device, shown in figure 2, is installed at each story of a building and in the building wall through an opening like a window. The doors of the transfer support device are closed normally. The device is made with corrosion-resistant steel frames, 2 speed controllers which will be connected the transfer pocket by ropes. The structure can support the weight 150 kg maximally. The speed controllers maintain the descent velocity of the pocket within 50-130 cms and the horizontality of the pocket when falling down. Operation of NERAM-ESD is shown in figure 3. NERAM-ESD operation procedure is like 1. Put a bedridden patient into the transfer pocket. Fasten the safety belt. 2. Transfer the pocket to the apparatus. 3. Open the door of the apparatus. 4. Connect the pocket with 2 ropes to the support device of the apparatus. 5. Push the pocket out of the building. 6. The falling pocket is controlled at a speed. NERAM-ESD uses patient's weight and descent the transfer pocket, based on the law of gravity, so the apparatus does not need electric power and can be operated even in the blackout. The 2 speed controllers of NERAM-ESD can maintain the descent velocity within the designed range and the transfer pocket's balance evenly. The each of 2 ropes is connected between the speed controller and one side of the transfer pocket. The each rope has one end connected to the transfer pocket. The other end is hanging down through the speed controller. As the transfer pocket goes down, the other ends of the ropes go up. The next transfer pocket can be connected to the other ends of the ropes as soon as the former transfer pocket settle on the ground. Namely, patients can be transferred continuously. NERAM-ESD can be installed at the each story of a building. Patients don't have to go through the stairs. so it can be operated more easily by two people with fewer effort. Results as shown in Table 1. Each of three subjects tried 5 times to test the NARM-ESD. On average, the subject with a weight of 86 kg can descend within 4.5 seconds at 99.6 cm from height of 4.5 meters. The subject with a weight of 63 kg can descend within 5.1 seconds at 88.6 cm from height of 4.5 meters. The subject with a weight of 43 kg can descend within 8.4 seconds at 53.7 cm from height of 4.5 meters. NARM-ESD can control the descent velocity with a range of 50 cm, 130 cm regardless of subject's weight. Table 1. Test results. Test no subject weight. Falling distance. Falling time. Second. Falling velocity. Sec. Comets 7 4 5 0 5 0 9 0 0 4 3 4 5 0 4 5 1 0 0 0 6 3 4 5 0 4 5 1 0 0 0 6 3 4 5 0 4 5 1 0 0 0 6 3 4 5 0 4 9 9 1 8 4 3 4 5 0 8 5 5 2 9 3 8 6 4 5 0 4 5 1 0 0 0 6 3 4 5 0 4 9 9 1 8 4 3 4 5 0 8 5 5 2 9 3 8 6 4 5 0 4 9 9 1 8 4 3 4 5 0 8 5 5 2 9 3 8 6 4 5 0 4 9 9 1 8 4 3 4 5 0 8 5 5 2 9 3 8 6 4 5 0 4 6 9 7 8 6 3 4 5 0 5 2 8 6 5 4 3 4 5 0 8 4 5 3 6 5 8 6 4 5 0 4 6 9 7 8 6 3 4 5 0 5 2 8 6 5 4 3 4 5 8.453.7 Discussion and conclusion. Most people with disabilities have difficulty to escape from the disaster or other accident by themselves. Especially the people on upper than second floor have more risk in emergency. The result of this study shows that NARAMESD can be used to evacuate people with severe disabilities, including bedridden patients, fast, easily, safely from a building having more than the second floor. Acknowledgements. This study was supported by the grants 14B01, number 2015002, 18A02, of the Korea National Rehabilitation Center, Ministry of Health and Welfare. References. Wonjong J.S., Ree D.H., A Comparative Study for Dispersion Model and Evacuation Plan by Using Mass-Based Evacuation Simulation, Journal of the Korean Society of Safety 2014 29, 1, 5963, 2, Ko Y., Yun H., Kim J. Equipment Designed for Stairs to Evacuate People with a Mobility Impairment When Fire Occurs, Korean Society of Design Science 2013 26, 1, 339-353-3, Sim G., Park S., Jung S. Research and Analysis of Disaster Prevention Measures for Vulnerable Populations in Disasters, Korea National Disaster Management Institute, 2010, 4, Queen H. The Effect of Developed Non-Power Fire Evacuation Assistive Device on Evacuation Time of Wheelchair Users, in R. Simpson, ed., Proceedings of the RISNA 2015 Annual Conference, Denver, RISNA Press. 2015.